Yeah. Probably say, why'd you not take it, you know? He hadn't took it yet.
Somebody who has trouble hearing, you say they're just about stoned.
Deaf. My daddy says deaf.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And if you've been working out in the hot sun all day, you might come in and take off your shirt and wring it out and say, well, look how I...
Sweated. That's when you're wringing wet. Wringing wet with sweat. Did you ever get sweat beads around your neck and under your arms?
Yeah, when I was young, but I don't get those anymore.
I don't either.
I wonder why.
Well, now we take a bath about twice a day, you know. Back then we didn't, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, really, we didn't. The thing that you did at night, you washed your hands before you ate and you washed your feet before you went to bed. To hell with the rest of it, you know.
Right.
And it's a good thing there wasn't many ticks around back then. You know, we'd all die. But, you know, we used to get sweat beads. That's what we called them.
Sure.
I don't know.
Yeah. What about these lumps you might get on your arm with a big core in it, you call that?
Wart?
Or something with those white
skin. Oh, you mean like a rhizin?
Yeah.
Some people call them boils. In Louisiana, they call them boils. It's a rhizin.
Okay. And the white stuff, you call that?
Pus, goop, you know. If it's got a core in it, then you call it a core, you know, the hard part.
Have you ever heard one with a lot of heads call anything different? You got one with multiple heads.
I never had one of those. I heard the word carbuncle, never knew what it was, yeah.
Okay. If you have a blister, what about that fluid inside? What would you call that?
Yeah. I don't know. Just, you know, pus. Yeah, you know, skiff is a water blister, you know. Yeah, you can call it a, you know, what is the other word? Hell. Used to be a word. I can't even think of my mother used it all the time. Yeah, corruption. Got corruption in it.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Say if a bee stung in my hand and it got bigger, you got to say my hand.
Swelled up.
Mm-hmm. Or it has.
Yeah, it's swelled up.
Okay.
Yeah.
Might
swell.
Sure. Okay. If a man got accidentally shot or stabbed, you take him to the doctor so the doctor could treat the
wound. Mm-hmm. We had an old preacher one time that called it wound. Yeah, the wounds.
Okay. Wound.
He was wounded, yeah. I don't know.
Say if the wound doesn't heal cleanly, you might get a kind of granular flesh forming around it.
Scar.
Okay. Have you ever heard it called any particular type of flesh? Proud flesh?
No. No.
Could you say it for me?
Proud flesh?
Sure.
That's somebody that was, you know, they had a couple of $1 million and his daddy lost it all in gambling, you know, but he's still proud flesh, you know. He kept walking high and wearing his good suit, you know.
Yeah.
He didn't let it get it down.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, on proud flesh. Yeah. She wouldn't give it to everybody. She has proud flesh. <you know? laughs>
What about this brown liquid that you might put on the cut to prevent infection?
Brown.
Yeah, I think it's kind of brown.
Mercurochrome, methylate. That's red.
Yes, with an
iodine. Iodine.
Right. What about a white bitter taste of powder that you might take from malaria?
I don't know. Never had malaria.
You
get the Q? Yeah. Oh, quinine?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I didn't know if you took it for malaria. They used to take it for everything, you know. Quinine, turpentine. Sometimes you taste of something, God, it tastes like quinine, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Say, talk about someone who died. Have you ever heard any, say, they felt uneasy about coming out and saying died?
Yeah, passed away,
yeah.
Passed on. You know, he's now deceased, you know.
Is there anything that you think of as being distinctively black usage?
Passed on.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Passed, just
yeah.
Passed.
Sure.
You know, JoJo passed. I said, well, Ronnie passed a, you know, right now, I don't know, you know, a kidney stone, so what?
Yeah,
yeah, they pass.
What about a joking term for that? You know, somebody don't like that old...
He conked out, you know, croaked, kicked the bucket, you know, gave up the ghost, you know.
Talking about somebody who died, you might say, well, he's been dead for 2 weeks now and nobody's yet figured out what he
died from.
Mm-hmm. Okay. A place where you bury people, you would call that?
Graveyard, cemetery.